Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
Well, is Scottie Scheffler the best since Tiger Woods? We tend to be a wee bit knee-jerky, don't we, at times? React to immediate things and then take a step back or two and take a couple of deep breaths and really take it all in. It's hard to think of a golfer, though, who is that ruthless in or around the lead since the great man himself. Will this go down as one of the most ruthless periods in the game for quite some time? I mean, he's been number one for 80 weeks. Pretty much unchallenged. He's only won two majors though, and that's the Masters twice. He's got two green jackets in the cupboard. Tied twice in the PGA, tied for second in the PGA, tied second in the US Open, and the Open Championship itself, his best finishes tie for eighth. He's had back-to-back Players Championships, 9 PGA Tour wins, 3 wins in Europe. Numbers-wise, he's got a mountain of success to achieve till he's anywhere near the same echelon as the greats. I mean, look at Brooks Koepka. He's won 5 majors and he's hardly ever in the conversation. And then again, is any live golfer these days? It's just the feeling, isn't it? There's just a feeling about Scottie Scheffler. It's just a ruthlessness about what he's doing. A calm, cool nature yesterday. If you watched his body language, if you're lucky enough to watch him coming down the stretch or for most of that last round, he was almost emotionless the whole time. He was just his only point of contact was his caddy, obviously Ted Scott, who he has a great relationship with. They absolutely get on beautifully. But within their little cocoon, not much else matters on that golf course at all. The atmosphere, anything going around him does not seem to faze him. And that's the quality, the special quality that Scheffler seems to have to produce from time to time. When he got the final putt in, then the emotions broke, and that is, and they were deep and true emotions as well as he stood back and took it all in, and just embraced the situation. But not until the job of work was done, and is that where he's the most ruthless of the current bunch? It, just work first, enjoyment later, and just ignore everything else going around. Just get on with it. Look at his golf swing. Most people couldn't ever possibly emulate it and stay on their feet. But he still does. He does it his way, and the Scheffler way at the moment is without doubt the most ruthless in the world of golf. But where does it stand him overall?